We've been working backwards through the Sermon on the Mount, looking at the words of Jesus and the things he's telling us to do and the reason why it's so important that we do these things to honor God, not for our salvation, but to please him and allow him to know that we do love him because he knows our love by our actions and by the heart that we have. So we've been looking for the last several weeks through the chapter 7 of Matthew. Today we're going backwards. I know if you know me at all, I'm kind of a backwards guy anyway. So instead of moving forward like normal people would, I'm moving backwards through the book of Matthew. And so we're in Matthew chapter 6, begin at verse 25 this morning, if you have your Bibles. And we'll go through, oh wow, I have a lot more time than what I thought. So I'll slow down just a little bit. I should have looked at that beginning. So Matthew chapter 6, begin at verse 25. It says this, Jesus' words. He says, therefore, I tell you, do not worry, all right? So you have to understand right there, when he says, do not worry, that is an imperative. It's actually a command that Jesus gives to us. He says, do not worry about your life, what you'll eat or drink, about your body, what you wear. Is life not more important than food and the body more important than clothes? Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns, yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they? Who of you by worrying can add a single hour to his life? And why do you worry about clothes? See how the lilies of the field grow? They do not labor or spin, yet I tell you, not even Solomon in all his splendor was dressed like one of these. If that is how God clothes the grass of the field, which is here today and tomorrow is thrown in the fire, will he not much more clothe you? Wow. Oh, you of little faith, it says. So do not worry, saying, what shall we wear, or what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we eat? For the pagans run after all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. So, if you didn't catch it, this passage of scripture is about do not, oh, I feel like, what is that? No, I won't go into that. That's a whole other thing. Do not worry. It's a command. Stop worrying. And then, you know what? A lot of times we look at this idea of worrying, we think, well, you know, it's not so bad because it's really not affecting anyone else but me. So if I worry, if I'm anxious about things, and we make up all these excuses. But here's the plain, simple fact. Worry is sin. You remember why we talked about sin last week? So we look at sin and we think, well, this sin is like, this is bad, and then this sin is that bad, but this sin is really bad up here and all this other stuff. Remember what I talked about last week? I said, when God looks down, he says sin like this. It's all the same. And worry is one of those sins that we all get caught up in. It's anxiousness. It's thoughts that may happen or could happen, and we, all these different things. Now, listen to me. This passage, some people listen to this and read this and think, wow, man, this is cool. All I got to do is sit back and do absolutely nothing. And I just relax and sit back in my recliner and hit my remote, and everything's going to be taken care of. I'm going to have food to eat and clothes to wear, and I don't have to do absolutely anything because I'm not worrying. Well, that's not what this is talking about. Okay? As a matter of fact, in 2 Thessalonians, in 2 Thessalonians, it says something very specific about that attitude. 2 Thessalonians chapter 3. I got to get there. 2 Thessalonians. Man, my fingers aren't working very good. Here we go. 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, beginning at verse 6. It says this, and Paul is talking about this. As a matter of fact, Paul talked about this in his first letter to Thessalonians. He just kind of made a little side note about it in 1 Thessalonians, but evidently they didn't quite get it. So in 2 Thessalonians, in his second letter to these people, he went into a little bit more detail. This is what he says. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, this is kind of powerful, he says, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we command you, brothers, and keeping away from every brother who is idle and does not live according to the teaching you receive from us. For you yourselves know how you ought to follow our example. We were not idle when we were with you, nor did we eat anyone's food without paying for it. On the contrary, we worked night and day, laboring and toiling so that we would not be a burden to any one of you. We did this not because we do not have the right to such help, but in order to make ourselves a model for you to follow. For even when we were with you, we gave you this rule. If a man will not work, he shall not eat. You hear that? So that doesn't contradict what he's saying back here in Matthew. He's saying we need to live a life that is glorifying to God. Can't sit back and do nothing. He's talking about worry. He's talking about being anxious. He's talking about thinking about things in such a way that you think that God is not in control of what's going on, and you're worried that things are going to get too out of control. Let me tell you right now, up front, without a shadow of a doubt, God is in control. You can trust what he is doing. Now, it gets a little scary when we try to get outside of God's control, and actually, that's worry. When we start worrying, we're letting ourselves get outside of God's realm and plan for our lives. I got a little illustration, but I do need a volunteer this morning. Have got any volunteers? Like, we've already had too many volunteers this morning already. I need a volunteer, though. I really do. So who's going to volunteer for me? Josh, you're looking fit and ready to go today. Are you good for me? Come on up here, man. All right, so we got Josh. We're going to pretend that this is Josh's life here. Josh, I dug this out this morning. Put this on. You're good.
It's not bricks in it, does it?
Not yet. Okay. So this is Josh, all right? And every single day that Josh wakes up, all right, every single day of your life, God has a plan for Josh's life. He has a plan for my life. He has a path that he wants us to follow. And in that path, in that day, every single moment, he has a plan of what needs to happen for Josh's best interest, to make sure that Josh continues to grow in his faith and his knowledge and his understanding and being the person that God created him to be, because God did create you, didn't he?
I think so.
Yeah. Absolutely. You think so?
Yeah.
We need to talk. No. All right. So, in the process of God preparing Josh for this day, God had thought about this quite a bit. And so he came to Josh every morning, if we'll come to him, and he says, Josh, I got a plan for you. All right? This is my plan for you today.
I knew it was heavy.
It's going to get heavy. But this is God's plan for you, all right? It says right here in this passage, it says very plainly, it says, but seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you. So right here, if we seek his kingdom, if we come to God and we say, Lord, I want your will to be done in my life today. I want to do the things that you want me to do. I want to say the things that you want me to say. I want to go to the places where you want me to go. I want to live this day for you. Seek his kingdom, his righteousness. He'll say, dude, awesome. This is what I need you to carry today. Here, let me just help you out. That's what I want you to carry today. And here's the thing. God gave you the exact amount of burden that you need for the day. Not to overwhelm you, not to harm you, but actually that's going to strengthen you. If you carry the burden that God has given for you for that day, if you're seeking his kingdom, his righteousness, he is going to strengthen you. He knows what you need, and he gives you the exact amount of burden or the exact amount of everything that you need for that day to get you ready for the next day. He wants you to carry that burden perfectly for him, following him, seeking his kingdom. Got it?
Mm-hmm.
So you're walking along, you're carrying the thing that God's given to you, you're doing good, you're thinking, this isn't so bad, I can feel it back there, but I can feel my legs are getting a little stronger, my back, my abs, all this, I'm getting stronger and stronger, and all of a sudden, something pops into your head. It's that test you have to take tomorrow. You got to meet with the boss, and you have to have that review. And all of a sudden, you start thinking about tomorrow, and you start worrying about tomorrow. And what that does, it takes, see, what that does, it takes the things that God wants you to carry tomorrow, and he adds it, you add it, he doesn't add it, but you add it to what you're carrying today, okay? And it would be fine if it was just one or two things, but let's be honest about what we do on a daily basis, don't we? We don't worry about just one or two things because one thing leads to the next thing. And all of a sudden, we start worrying about the things that we're worrying about because we worry about this might happen, but if that happens, then this could happen. And if that happens, then I might have to be prepared for this. And then that might happen. And all of a sudden, it's going to mess up this. And so what happens is we just start building and building on all the things that we're worrying about tomorrow. And we're carrying more than what God designed us to carry today. And it starts becoming extremely heavy, doesn't it? And all of a sudden, we start getting worn out and tired instead of just seeking his kingdom, what he wants us to do today, where he wants us to go, what he wants us to say. And we start getting worn out because we're worrying. We're anxious about what might be coming. That's not good. That's not good at all. Because here's what happens. When we start caring, oh, man. When we start caring more than what God designed us to carry or what he had planned for us to carry, I don't know. They're just all back there. When we start doing that, it wears us out. And the longer we carry, literally every single day, we carry more than what God designs, we start losing our strength. We start losing our energy. We start losing our motivation for what? For what God has called for us to do. What he has prepared in advance for us to do every single day. And he has these things that he wants us to do, but we start adding to what God wants us to do each day, and we start carrying a larger load than what we're supposed to be carrying, and it wears us out. You see, worrying about tomorrow's tasks robs us from the ability to do what he's asking us to do today. And I can't tell you, and I don't want people to think I'm, how you doing, buddy?
Thanks.
Thanks. All right. So I don't want you to think I don't care or anything like that, but it kind of concerns me. It doesn't happen every Sunday morning, but I'd say 80% of the Sunday mornings, someone will come up to me and say, man, will you pray for me? Because tomorrow I've got this thing going on, and I am so worried about, you know, what's, and they literally say, I'm worried about what's coming. And so they're saying, man, I really need some, this is going to, and here's what happens. You see, when you're worrying about tomorrow, especially if it's on Sunday, you see, what God designed for you to do today is to worship him. That's what he wants you to do today. He wants you to seek him out. He wants you to take this day to rest and to think about all the ways that he has blessed you during this past week, and he wants you to praise him. He wants you to worship him. He wants you to study his word. He wants you to grow in your strength today. That's what his job is for you today. And if you're thinking about tomorrow, then you aren't even doing what he designed you to do today, and you're missing the point of what God designed you to do today. But that's not the worst of it. Because if it was just worrying about the things of tomorrow, that would be one thing. But it's not it, Josh. You see, so often, we start worrying about the things that happened yesterday. Oh. See, all those things that happened yesterday, or the day before, 5 years ago, that we're still carrying. And it's weighing us down. And honestly, most of the time in the morning when we wake up, we're already still so burdened from the things of yesterday and 10 years ago. And we're still so worried about the things that might happen tomorrow. We don't even take the time to seek his kingdom and his righteousness and find the things that he wants us to do today to strengthen me and to prepare me for the good works that he has prepared in advance for me to do. And it's messing things up. When he says don't worry, he means don't worry. And the saddest thing about this is, one of the saddest things, by carrying all this weight, by hanging on to all this burden, you know what happens? Oh. Gosh, I really got a heavy load here. I don't think I can carry this all by myself. Will you carry this for me? Will you help me out? Because this is really heavy for me. I can't handle it. Now, what does the Bible say about carrying one another's burdens? Remember that? It talks about that's one of the things that we're supposed to do, because there are times that this load is so heavy for me that I can't handle it anymore. And literally God's word in Philippians tells us that we are to carry one another's burdens. And Josh is looking at me right now because he's carrying today's and yesterday's and today, tomorrow's. He's carrying so much that God did not design him to carry. Or God doesn't want him to carry. He's looking at what I'm carrying and saying, brother, can't you see what I got going on here? I can't help you. I can barely help myself. Do you see what Satan's done with worry? With not just seeking his kingdom and his righteousness? You know, Jesus says something here. I'm brother. I got to help you out. It's hurting me just watching you hurt. Go ahead. You're good. Thanks. Wow. That's heavy. Hey, let's give him a hand. I was really hoping the person would just fall in a heap, but you're too strong, man. It's all good. What Jesus says about this, I think it's in Matthew chapter 11. I think it is. I didn't write it down like I should have. Yeah, it is. Whew. I listened well enough to get that in my head. Matthew chapter 11, verse 28. Jesus says this. Let me have a little test here. See if you're listening. So if Jesus says it, we should listen to it, right? But what should we do? Put it into practice. He says, come to me. Come to me, all of you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Does that sound familiar? Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. And he says, take my yoke. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me. What Jesus is saying very simply is saying, yeah, you're going to carry something today. You're going to carry something that I designed for you today. Something that I have prepared for you today. Something that is not too heavy, but is heavy enough that's going to help you grow and strengthen for tomorrow. Take my yoke upon you. He says, because I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. Can I tell you something? There's a whole lot of people out there. There's a whole lot of people in here who are weighted way too much, are carrying way too much, and they're not effective for the task that God has designed for you today. And you're getting worn out and you're getting weary. And he says, it's time to stop worrying about tomorrow. It's time to stop dwelling and worrying about the past. Let's focus on what God has designed for you today. Can you say it with me? Today. Seek his kingdom today. How do I do that? How do I get rid of that sack? How do I unload my arms? What am I supposed to? How? It sounds good. It sounds great. I want to do it. How do I do that? Do you want to do that? I do. Luckily, he gives us an answer. I even have written on my piece of paper right here, answer. Philippians chapter 4. I have verse 6, but I'm going to start at verse 4 because I think it's kind of important. Because once you hear this truth and you decide to put it into practice, this is what you're going to do, all right? You got to decide to put it into practice. It says this. It says, rejoice in the Lord always, even while you're carrying your burden. Rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again. Rejoice. Let your gentleness be evident to all. The Lord is near. Listen to what he says again. Do not be anxious. Stop worrying about anything. Don't be anxious about anything. Because why? God is in control. He has an amazing plan for your life right now, today. And that plan includes to prosper you and to give you hope and a future. It's not to harm you. It's not to tear you down. It's not made to wear you out. So if you're getting worn out, you're probably out of God's plan. That isn't what it all said there, but I was adding that. So it says, the Lord is near. Do not be anxious about anything. But listen to what it says. But in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God. I just want to point out one word here. With thanksgiving. He didn't say that it's going to be, I can't think of the words now, sunshine and roses or ice cream and potatoes. Ice cream and potatoes. I don't know where that came from. He never said it's going to be perfect and wonderful. As a matter of fact, there's going to be, you got a burden that you got to carry. You got some trials that you're going to go through every day. But again, with thanksgiving, recognizing that what you're going to face today, what he has prepared for you, he's prepared the answer with you. An alliance in him. With thanksgiving, present your request to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. And he says, finally, brothers, whatever is true. My worrying about tomorrow, here's something pretty funny. Did you realize that 99% of the things that you worry about never happen? Think about it. 99% of the things that you, 99% of the things that you worry about never happen. You know I can say that? Because there's only one thing that's going to happen. And you can think of 100 things, but only one of them may be true. You probably won't even get that right, the thing you're worrying about. never happens. And so we're spending all this time and energy and resources and missing the things that God has for us for something that 99% of the time won't ever happen. Is that crazy? So what he says is, this is what I want you to do. I want you to think about what is true and what is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if there anything is excellent or praiseworthy, please just think about such things. It's a battle for your minds. Did God really say this? Yes, he did. He said, do not worry about tomorrow. Trust him. He's big enough. He's strong enough. He has all the resources at his fingertips, and he's got you. Seek him. Seek him and his kingdom and his righteousness. Seek him at every turn of your day, and he will lead you to where he wants you to go. You know, they say a journey of 1,000 miles begins with the first step. You can leave everything behind, forgetting what is behind, straining towards what is ahead. Today, you can draw a line in the sand and say, I will seek him. I will trust him. I will make sure that he is the Lord and Savior of my life, and I will live this day for him and what he calls me to do. That sounds awesome. Yes? Amen. And it's available to you today. All you have to do is say, Lord, I want you. I want you to be the Lord of my life. Today, tomorrow, and from here on to eternity. This morning, you have an opportunity to do that. We're going to sing a song of invitation. We're going to stand up and you stretch, get rid of some of those burdens you've been carrying. Just you have permission. Eldon just gave you permission to let those things go. Let them go, because they're not doing you any good. It's time to stretch out. It's time to get ready for what God is calling you right now. And what he's calling for you right now is to worship him in spirit and in truth. What he's calling you right now is to trust him with the next moments of your life and recognize that he has an amazing, incredible, encouraging, life-building plan for you. And it can start right now.